Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. According to Green Lake County court documents, the 26-year-old Marcus Ann woman charged for a UTV accident that killed two Fairwater residents had a blood alcohol content of three times the legal limit. Megan Zimmerman is charged with two counts of homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle and one count of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. The April 18th crash led to the deaths of Nicole Deaver and Timothy Camphouse and injured Christopher Keller of Ripon. The crash occurred on Princeton Road near Honeysuckle Lane during a Veterans Memorial UTV ride. A 20-year-old Marion woman is facing charges in Dodge County for a high-speed pursuit in two counties. Dodge County Sheriff's officials say it began when a sheriff's lieutenant tried to pull over a vehicle going 50 miles an hour in the village of Kikoski, which has a 25-mile-an-hour limit. Speeds exceeded 100 miles an hour as the chase extended into Fond du Lac County. The suspect's vehicle was damaged when it went into a ditch after failing to negotiate a curve. Eventually, the vehicle became disabled, and the driver and passenger were taken into custody at gunpoint on I-41 in Fond du Lac County. The driver, Lori Johnson, was charged on Monday in Dodge County Court with felony counts of fleeing an officer, second-degree recklessly endangering safety, and misdemeanor bail jumping. Bond was set at $5,000 cash, and a preliminary hearing was set for June 25th. An Oshkosh man was sentenced on Tuesday in a dog abuse case that began after a child recorded a video that led to the removal of several dogs and puppies from a home. Winnebago County Circuit Court Judge Michael D. Rust sentenced Travis Gant to 18 months of initial confinement and 3 years of extended supervision. Gant also received additional jail time on misdemeanor animal mistreatment convictions, including a 9-month jail sentence ordered to run consecutive to the prison term. Access to the lower level of the Ripon Public Library will be closed while renovations are made to that area of the library. Bob Nelson has the story for Civic Media News.
Children's librarian Linda DeKramer says quite a bit of work will be done to benefit the public and staff. That includes renovating bathrooms and doors to make them more ADA compliant, putting in new, more energy-efficient windows, and preparing a telehealth room. DeKramer says a kitchen area will also see some improvements.
So there was a little stove that was really not up to standards that needed to come out, and instead of putting a stove back in, we will have a dishwasher.
The $2.5 million renovation project is targeted for completion in September. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.